After last month's spate of rain got Los Angeles a bit soggy, the city responded by turning off its sprinklers. That simple act lowered water use by 20% in a single day. But as Joey Wong explains, some LA leaders are looking to technology rather than Mother Nature for the city's water needs.
Councilman Bob Blumenfield introduced permeable concrete at a press conference today. Parts of the city has already adopted permeable pavements.
When we use materials like this, the water seeps through and recharges the groundwater, which is much better for the environment. It helps clean up the environment. It helps save water, water that we can ultimately reuse and not have to import from up north in the state.
The permeable concrete also traps pollutants and prevent them from entering the aquifers. Blumenfield also encourages people to switch to drought-friendly plants for their gardens. The city will even pay homeowners $2 for every square foot of grass they replace with water-efficient plants. Mark Ganji is an expert on sustainable and environmental designs. He says the key to water use in the future is localization.
If we capture our stormwater, the Metropolitan Water District has said that we could meet 88% of our water needs in the next 50 years. So that's a big change from that 88 to 90% of our water is now imported.
For now, Ganji says we will not run out of water. We will just keep importing more. But if we don't start using water more efficiently, supply might not keep up with demand in the future. Joey Wong, Annenberg Radio News.